Hansen.
I hope you're well. Saturday morning. Neil, did I see the sun shining out there a bit?
Yep, it's coming out a little bit over there.
Can't believe I got a bar owner out of bed at 8:15 in the morning. It's seriously, it's hard to believe, Neil. Bar owner / musician.
Yeah, it's like I said, I'm the worst morning person ever.
Neil Manella is here, and he is the co-owner of Fat Fish Pub here in Galesburg. Is that right?
Yep.
Neil, pull that kind of right
a little bit closer.
Yeah, there you go. Pull down. Yeah, there that's perfect. And the Fat Fish Pub over in Galesburg, and Burl Varner. I mean, that man took the old Midwest Photo Building.
Yep. Yeah.
How many years ago?
Eight or nine years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And redesigned it, and Burl had that place, and kind of made Galesburg a new home for live music. If you want to say genre, the blues, really.
Yeah. It was almost exclusively blues. You know, Frank Sidney fought. I don't know about fought, but you know, it took us a little while to get into that place. And
you're a bluegrass band.
Yeah. And finally, once we did, it was like an open invitation almost.
Yeah. Burl heard your stuff and you enjoyed it. Neil Manella is here. He's the co-owner of the Fat Fish Pub in Galesburg, also a musician. Tell us, where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Downers Grove, Illinois, and grew up in Joliet.
Yeah, I got a step family, if you will, in Downers Grove, so I spent a couple holidays
right on,
there.
Right on,
yeah. When did... Now, I know this about you. I know that it's not an accident that you bought a bar. You're just not one of these guys that went, I'd love to have my friends come into the bar and belly up and have a nice pint. That's my dream. You're a musician first.
Yeah. First of all, I'm a musician.
Yeah. When did that happen at a young age? What was going on up there in the suburbs of Chicago?
Pretty young. My two brothers were both in like punk rock and ska bands in Chicago, and just kind of... You know, Adam's 6 years older than I am, and Matt's 10 years older than I am. So it was just kind of one of those things where
looked
it was
up,
like,
yeah,
you know, literally looking up to him, you know,
yeah. Inheriting their record collections.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was probably like I was 10 or 11 years old and got a cheap $100 guitar. And, you know, I guess the rest is history.
Right. And how did you make your way to Galesburg, and not just Galesburg, but a business owner over at the Fat Fish Pub?
My dad went to Western, so we've always had a lot of, you know, extended family, if you will, out here.
Yeah.
So it's just Nathan, our guitar player, and Frank Sidney was out at my mom's 50th birthday party and was like, hey, we're looking for a guitar player in this bluegrass band. And I was like, well, I've never played bluegrass in my entire life. But I came out the following weekend and I was like, yeah, I like this. I think I'm going to keep doing this.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
you know.
What type of band were you in before that?
We were called the Super Hot Horseradish String Band.
Yeah.
And it was me, Nathan, Casey, and Lacey, and then another banjo player, Kenny.
Yeah.
And you know, we were kind of just running around playing when
before
we could.
Before
the bluegrass band.
What
mean, it was like punk rock, like straight, you know, like Pennywise style punk rock.
Yeah. Some people would be, wouldn't want to step out of their comfort zone, but you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. You know, it's, I'm not going to lie and say I went straight from punk rock to bluegrass.
Right.
There was a bit of a transition there. You know, I found the case of old albums in the basement, you know, the Pink Floyd, the Led Zeppelin, all my dad's old stuff. And,
right.
You know, kind of transitioned from there. But, right after high school, I went to visit a bunch of friends in Champaign, and one of them was like, hey, there's this band playing at the Canopy Club. You got to come see them. They're great.
Yeah.
And it was the Honor Mountain String Band.
Oh, wow.
And there was like maybe 50 people there.
Wow.
And I was just like glued the whole time. You know, like their guitar player was just, you know, it was like a brand new thing to me. So,
right.
And it just hooked me.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they Chicago based?
They're Colorado based.
Okay.
Well, their old mandolin player and I want to say their banjo player are from like Arlington Heights and Aurora, but they both went to U of I. So.
Yeah, and a band that's still around.
Still around. I mean, like I've seen them, you know, probably within the last 6 months.
I at Bonnaroo in 2004, I got to see they were on one of the stages there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Pretty cool. So you made your way here because of you got into a band.
Got into a band.
And yeah. And those guys and girls that you knew in that band, some of them formed another band, the current bluegrass band you're in, Frank F. Sidney's Western Band at Volunteers.
Well, more or less, we went from a super hot horseradish string band to the Spoon River string band, which I didn't particularly play in. That was mostly like the other group, but whenever I was out here, I would sit in and just kind of pick around with them.
Sure.
But then, yeah.
And you went from, your chosen instrument now is the banjo.
Is that right? I went from guitar to banjo.
Yeah.
It got to a point where, like, they were, you know, we were kind of, Frank was forming, and they're like, well, we really need a banjo player. And I was like, well, I could learn how to play the banjo, you know?
Yeah. How difficult transition from six string to playing banjo? Is it that tough?
Yeah, it is. it's in the right hand. It's in the picking, you know, because you do go from like just one pick strumming to that three finger style. And it's like you have to use both sides of your brain now.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. And so being in that band, and that's a pretty popular band. You guys have played usually through the summertime and through the fall. You guys are booked constantly.
Year round. We actually... we had our second gig since Halloween on Thursday night at the Yacht Club in Iowa City, which was a blast.
Yeah.
but we were averaging...
Just sounds like a cool gig, 40, the Yacht 60, Club.
Yeah, yeah. the Yacht Club, it's this little basement venue in Iowa City, but it's great.
Nice.
It's probably one of my favorite places to play. But yeah, we took a little break after Halloween. We've only played a friend's birthday and then Thursday night since then, just to kind of refresh, write some new songs, because we were doing... You know, 46 to 50 gigs a year, I think, was the last time I tallied it up over the last 4 years.
Yeah. Neil Minella is with us this morning here in the WGIL studios on Galesburg Live. And he's a musician, and that's what we're talking about. And that genesis into bands and why now he owns the Fat Fish Pub, not just for great pints in there, but becoming quickly known for live music. You say three nights a week, for sure. Four nights a week sometimes.
Kind of, yeah, consistently three nights a week, but sometimes 4 to 5 nights a week,
depending on what's
going on, yeah.
Yep, and that's keeping you busy, I can tell. He's thinking about it right now.
I know, right? I'm sitting here getting emails and...
we'll take a quick break. You got Solomon Sage tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight. Since 1978. I'm telling you, Neil, my parents used to go out and say, you stay home and watch your sister. We're going to go out and see Solomon Sage. Or it was Eternity Road or one of those bands, but I remember that name. Mm-hmm. And they're back tonight at the Fat Fish.
Yep. 8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock. All right. Still to get, I don't know how many of those originals are still in that project. Do you? Yeah. No, I know you're not a local historian, but that's pretty cool. You can go check out some old school music tonight at the Fat Fish Pub, and the diverse music that comes to the Fat Fish. We'll talk more about that with Neil Minella, our guest, who is the co-owner of the Fat Fish Pub over off of Broad Street in Galesburg. It's 8:23, 22 outside, partly cloudy skies. Snow's coming tomorrow night. It's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.